Hello. Long time no record. I've been busy and not a lot of privacy, so yeah. But I've missed you all, and I've missed this. I've really, really fucking missed this. So I got a suggestion request for a recording about having to do with the library, which is one of my favorite places in the whole wide world. Yay, books. And so not only is it a request that sounded intriguing and exciting and like me, but it was from someone who I cannot deny. I mean, I can totally fucking deny this person, but I never want to. I never, ever, yeah, I just want to give them absolutely everything. Let them have what they want, do what they want with me. Yeah. So I've been thinking about the library, and this is what I've come up with. And this is, you know, off the top of my head, so if it starts to not make sense at some point, that's, well, that's because my brain doesn't make a lot of sense, and also, probably, you know, getting close to coming, so start to make less sense, you know, like you do. Right, okay, so, yeah, okay. We are at the library. We are at the library, and you you went with me so I could study, and it's later at night. There's not a lot of people around. There are a few people, a few students. I mean, we are getting close to finals, so. A few students around. And you've brought a book that you can read while I study. And so I crack open my philosophy book, and I get out my notebook. Things are going along all right. I mean, it's philosophy, so my brain starts to feel a little gooey. And I feel your hand on my knee. Just above my knee. Your hand starts rubbing my knee. Your thumb is rubbing over the top of my leg. I turn my head to look at you, but you're still reading your book, not paying any attention to me. So, I go back to studying, and then your hand slips around to the inside of my leg, still right by my knee, and you squeeze a little, and I look at you again, but you're still totally absorbed in your book. And I go back to studying. Your hand stays where it is. And I start to get refocused on my notes. When I feel your hand creeping up the inside of my leg, underneath my skirt. And I whip my head around to look at you. And you turn to look at me. And you indicate my book and notebook with a nod of your head. And you mouth the words, "Keep working," at me, even as your hand slides further and further up the inside of my thigh. So I do as you say, and I go back. I go back to my notes. And your hand reaches the top of my thigh. And the back of your hand is pushing against my other leg. And so I spread my legs open for you a little bit. Oh. And then you lean over and you whisper in my ear, "Wider, Pixie." And so I adjust myself in the hardback chair. I spread my legs so that they're on either side of the chair legs. And I'm opening up for you. And your hand, your fingers brush over the cotton of my panties. And I bite my lip so I don't moan. Your hand, oh, your fingers wriggle their way underneath my panties to run over the lips of my pussy. And I'm so fucking wet for you. And you laugh a little quietly. Quiet little chuckle. You lean over again to murmur in my ear. Tell me what a... Tell me that I'm a... What a wet little slut I am. And your fingertips find my clit and they start to rub in tight little circles. And I press my hands against the top of the table. drop the pen and I push, holding myself open, trying not to make any noise. And you start to, you start to say the dirtiest things in my ear. Tell me them, you dirty little slut. Oh, fuck. And that you bet. Oh, you bet if you asked me to, I'd stand up and bend over the table right there and lift up my skirt and pull down my panties and let you fuck me right there in the library where anyone could walk by and see. See what a filthy little slut I am for you. How completely you fucking own me. You slide your middle finger up inside my wet little cunt. And you, and I whimper, and you warn me to be quiet, and be a good little slut, and let you do what you want to me. Oh, fuck. And you tell me how maybe you should tell me to crawl under the table. Oh, and take out your cock and take you deep inside my hot, wet mouth. You ask me if I would do that, would I suck your cock right then, right there. If you ask me to. And I fucking nod, because of course I want to. I'd do anything you wanted me to. Because I am your wet, dirty, fucking little horror. I can't fucking say no to you. Oh, fuck. And you start fingering my pussy, your hand moving under my skirt. I know. I can hear how wet I am. And I know that if anybody walked by, they would hear, they would know, that they would see that I was spreading myself open for you, letting you finger me in the library. And it's, want to comfort you. I want to come. Oh, please. Oh, please. I want you to make me come. Oh. Oh, fuck. I want you to make my wet little cunt come for you. Make me come, please. Oh, fuck, please. Oh. Can be for you. Let me fucking, oh fuck, oh, 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 fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, oh. Okay.